Well, he was this tall, lanky, handsome guy with piercing eyes and a photographic memory and an inventor, and he really changed technology. I mean, that's the truth. You can't take that away from him.
Hi, I'm Jim Metzner.
And this is Bob Berman, and this is Astounding Universe.
What time do you do it? You start.
Hi, I'm Bob Berman.
And I'm Jim Metzner.
And this is Astounding Universe.
Every week on Astounding Universe, we're going to bring you what we think is really far-out stuff, far-out stories from Bob's mind, from the cosmos, from this amazing, astonishing, astounding universe, from the outer limits to the inner limits. We're going to explore it all.
Stuff you've never heard before.
With Bob as our guide and me as his trusty sidekick, asking all the tough questions. So we hope you'll join us. And today we're going to be talking about
Nikola Tesla.
Okay. And I have to say, he's always been one of my favorite guys. But when you think about it, there's a lot I just don't know about him. I just know he was this sort of cool, crazy genius. Paint the picture. Who was this guy? What do you mean he changed technology?
Well, when we turn on a wall switch, when we think of today's modern life, it's really due to the alternating current. That was his invention. And when we operate a drone, that was his idea, too.
No.
Yeah.
Come on. He didn't have, like, a little helicopter drone.
No, but he had a boat drone.
What are we talking about? What year is this?
1898.
And what did he do? How did he do it?
He did it in Madison Square Garden in a tank with crowds gathered around, oohing and aahing, because no wires were attached to it. And yet here was the boat moving and changing direction, and its lights going on. And, wow, he was the first.
So here's Nikola Tesla, this amazing inventor, but there's this whole mythology that's grown up also around it, not just the car, right?
If you go to conspiracy websites or go to a conspiracy-minded place like my beloved Woodstock, New York, and ask the average person, they'll say Nikola Tesla invented free electricity, and the government and large corporations suppressed that, and Tesla was centuries ahead of his time, like a messiah. And you look at pictures of him, and you can believe it, because he's got those piercing eyes and this really handsome look. But was he really the person who had changed the world in terms of free electricity? He didn't do that at all. What he tried to do is beam electricity into people's houses through the air. We think of the Tesla coil. That was a way of boosting up the voltage in an alternating current. And if you've seen a Tesla coil, those are the kind that if you hold a fluorescent tube in your hand and you put it anywhere near a Tesla coil, it lights up as if it's attached to a fixture, which it isn't. It's just in your hand, and yet it's still working. So the idea of electricity through the air, there was something to that. Where he went wrong was he thought he could transmit it for dozens of miles and light up entire towns.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
Well, number one, you have to know what electricity is, which he did not. In the final years of the 1800s, Hendrik Lorentz predicted that it has something to do with the movement of electrons. We didn't even know electrons existed. It was the first ever subatomic particle to be found. But Tesla never believed that. He never believed that it had anything to do with electricity. He thought electricity was more like the radio waves that Marconi eventually exploited. So he thought it could just be beamed into people's houses.
But you just said that with a Tesla coil, you can beam electricity through the air. So why not through great distances?
Because he thought it was just a matter of scale. Turn the voltage up more, put it on a high tower, and it'll go farther. I mean, look at lightning. That can travel for miles through
right.
the air. So
yeah.
Why shouldn't this work? Well, the reason it didn't is because since you're not sending a form of light, that's what radio waves are, but an actual particle, an electron. It's a real thing, weighs 1,836 times less than a proton. It's an actual item, and you have to transmit that through the air, and the air has resistance to it. So electricity doesn't like to go through the air. Lightning goes through the air because the voltage is so high it manages to bulldoze its way through the air for a while. But, hey, sending it practically to homes, it's a lot easier to use copper wires, which is what we eventually did, and just generate electricity from a power station, send it along copper wires. It's cheap, it's easy, and then that's how you could do it. But
Copper wires have resistance too, right?
But less... Yeah, but much less.
Okay, so Tesla, genius, great ideas, but he kind of lost it with this whole trying to send electricity through the air thing.
Yeah, he stayed with that much too long, and he didn't stay with the radio wave thing long enough, because he could have been credited with the discovery of radio. Instead of Marconi making the fortune, it could have been him, but it wasn't. And he had these wrong, crazy ideas. He thought that thoughts also travel, and that he could invent a camera that would photograph people's thoughts.
Well, we have a camera that can read people's thoughts. It's called an iPhone, and it reads my thoughts all the time. How did you know that I wanted to buy that tent? That's really scary.
So he had these wrong ideas, and that's what people don't realize these days. Not to put him down, he was still a genius. He still changed our lives. But if he had not held on to these ideas that were not going to work, electricity through the air was just not going to work, he could have made a lot more money for his benefactor, Westinghouse, and he would not have died in poverty in the 1940s the way he did.
And we'd all be driving Marconi cars right now instead of Tesla cars. Well, thank you for Astounding Universe. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.